Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following 100th episode of this podcast is still not real. 100 episodes, just think of it, and I'm still being paid mostly in goodwill. Now, enjoy the show whose founding concept probably ran out of steam somewhere around episode 9.
From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, oh, what an episode to start with. It's our 100th episode. Here's everything you need to know about the last 99 episodes. About a year and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. That is all you really need to know. I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, my boon companion, Usidor.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstengis, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswenius Maystar, and today we embark on the greatest quest of this or any other age as finally we bring together our fellowship determined to tear down the evil doings of that dark lord and send him back to the pit from which he sprang.
Usidor, we're finally doing it. This is the last episode we're going to record in the tavern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the last episode we're going to record ever.
No, I've been working.
It's done. We're on the quest now. No more recording. What a waste of time.
No, I have figured out a way. I've attached these ropes to these microphones. I think I figured out a way. We can keep doing the podcast on the road.
Like when we got the Lunar Sword.
Like when we got that Lunar Sword.
I got your Lunar Sword. But the thing is, it's such a waste of time. And energy. Just mental capacity.
Sorry, I'm late, guys.
Oh, hey. Oh,
this is Usidor.
And this is Chunt.
And we're getting nuts. Oh, Arnie's here.
Hey, guys. Oh, wait. No, you.
No, this is. I'm hello from the Magic Tavern. This isn't getting nuts today.
I thought this was our 1,000th episode of getting nuts.
Oh, no. Wait, 1,000th episode of getting nuts?
We're bringing this stuff on the road so we can keep doing getting nuts.
We've done 1,000 episodes of getting nuts. Don't you have something to say to me?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We can crank out 20, 25 episodes a day.
Really?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Wow.
It's not hard. It's just, this is Chunt.
This is Usidor.
And we're getting nuts.
Oh, but yeah.
I found a peanut today.
I found a sunflower.
Yum. Done. Episode complete.
Was that? That was 1,000.
Yours.
Holy crap, that was 1,000.
That was 1,001?
Woo.
Wow, that's amazing.
What a milestone.
For listeners who have not subscribed to Howl to listen to Offices and Bosses, that's just the kind of stuff that your money will get you. The origin story of getting nuts.
We don't have time for plugs.
That's right. We're leaving to defeat the Dark Lord.
Yeah, to kill the Dark Lord. This is so exciting. I'm so pumped.
So, Usidor, you, over the last 100 episodes, you have gathered so many people to your quest. So many people who have agreed to embark off with us to fight the Dark Lord.
That is correct.
Wait, I guess we do have time for plugs.
Did you have a follow-up question?
Who was the first? You know the first. You know what? We have the first person who agreed to join your quest.
Oh, well, of course, everyone's gathered here today. Pimbley, come over to the table.
Hello. Yes.
Aww. Hello. How are you?
I'm here to lend my aids.
Oh.
Wait, so what? Hold on.
What's this?
Here, give him a little squeeze.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, money.
Gem popped up.
Thank you.
For people who maybe weren't listening at the very beginning of Hello from the Magic Tavern, Pimbley Nimblebottom is a tiny, adorable imp who poops coins?
Coins and hearts. Gems. Yes, anything to help you on your quest. All the aids.
Yes, all the aids we may need on this quest.
You know, sometimes you get very lucky and you squeeze an imp and a gold coin comes out that says 100 on it.
Ooh.
It's worth 100 regular gold coin.
Oh, Wouldn't that be a treat if we did that and it was on the 100th episode that we got 100 coin?
Yeah.
Let's try. Here we go.
Hold him down. Hold him down. Keep squeezing.
Oh, it's just shit.
Wait. Hold on. Pimbley.
Are you sick?
That you only poop coins and gems, but
I've been a little sick recently. I've started to poop real poop.
I am so sorry.
Which is kind of a death sentence for...
Yeah. Oh, no.
When you go down that road, you're...
Pimbley.
Yeah, I'm glad we're going to keep doing this on the road.
Yeah. It's got to be scary to suddenly be like, oh, no. Not only am I dying, but... all of this money is going away.
Yes.
I thought the only way an imp could die is, you know, imps every once in a while will poop a heart. I thought eventually an imp poops their own heart, and that's when you go.
Yes, that's the last step. You poop a lot of poop, and then the last thing that comes out is your heart.
Oh.
Well, thank you for letting your talents towards defeating the Dark Lord. I think this is going
to
be a good...
I'm excited. I'm so excited to have one last thing to do.
I want to see you just, like, lose it. Like, I bet he's just, like, amazing in battle. Like, he crawls in someone's ear and comes out the other side covered in brain or something. Like, I bet he's just amazing.
I tend to just put coins in people's mouths, put my butthole around their tiny little lips.
Yeah, maybe just give him pink eye or something. That would be sufficient.
Oh, yes.
If all our enemies had pink eye, that's annoying as hell.
So, guys, if Pimbley can't poop money anymore, that was literally, like, the only... useful thing that he was going to do on this quest.
Yes, but he's agreed to go now.
Is that a phrase you thought you'd say on the 100th episode?
What's that?
Is that a phrase you thought you'd say on the 100th episode?
I did not.
Well, it's 100, baby. Here we go.
Well, luckily, though, Pimbley, we're very happy to have you along. I'm sure you will prove yourself in some way to be useful.
I hope so before I die.
If nothing else, you are really lowering the bar as to, like, what is useful for this quest, and I'm feeling good about myself. But we also have other people that have joined the quest.
Oh, of course, certainly.
Like, I'm very excited.
Is there a follow-up question when you ask me that?
I didn't know if you wanted to introduce your fellowship.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're setting me up.
Yes.
Oh, okay, do it again.
So, and also, Usador, there are other people who have joined your quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Absolutely.
Such as?
There's Gurm Crust.
Gurm!
Hello. I'm so excited, Usador, to be joining you. I just wanted to tell you, Pimbley, that I did just adopt an imp myself. I got a caretaker for him because I didn't know he'd have a companion on the quest. Oh. Otherwise, I would have brought him. But I know how to stuff up your fluff. That is, keep yourself...
Sounds like a euphemism.
I know it sounds funny, but it really, really helps. If you keep all that stuff, the natural shedding from your organs inside just a little bit longer, it will eventually turn into gold.
Do you see how polite she is? You could learn a lesson from her.
She's very polite.
That is very, very, very
coming
nice.
Coming from you, Usador. I don't know.
Are you saying that that Pimpley's problem is that his poop is coming out too early before it can turn into something valuable?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Is that a question you thought you'd ask on episode 100?
It was not.
And yet here we are.
Well, this is the beginning of a quest. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah. How do we constipate an imp?
I have created something. It's my own line of fluff stuffers.
Fluff stuffers?
Yes.
Sounds like a cookie.
Ooh, yummy.
I wouldn't eat these if I were you.
Yeah.
But they are made of twigs and branches, and they're disguised just to look like a little imp's butthole.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I could eat that.
Oh, ooh, and that's what imps love the most is other imp buttholes.
Oh, so you're saying, oh, I'd love nothing more than to stick another butthole up my butthole.
Oh, yes.
But I will say that I will be very invested in helping you with this because my little imp has been helping me create new makeup products with his diamonds and gold. He actually produces diamonds, not to be belittling.
Ooh, sure. Oh, wow. Diamonds.
Very impressive.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you have to be like a more special imp to poop diamonds?
Some imps poop diamonds. That's what we say.
It doesn't seem that the imps mind either way.
Oh, I see.
Would you be able to, since we're going in battle, would you be able to give me like some makeup on my face that was red, almost look like a blindfold around my top of my head, but with the eyes cut out?
That brings me to my other point.
Where I could look like cool but rude?
Well, of course I could find something like that, but I did want to say, if everyone is going to have pink eye, I think all of us should have pink eye to be uniform.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Oh.
It's really actually come into fashion in the high fashion society.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
That's right. And for new listeners, what Gurm brings to the quest is that she's a self-starter makeup artist.
I am. I also have brought my ghosts.
Oh, that's right. The ghosts.
Yes, can't
An
you
army
see?
Of the undead on our side.
I'm very excited. Are the ghosts good fighters?
Look at them behind me.
Oh.
Look. Oh.
Oh.
Look, they even know how to dance.
Oh, they're it's very
good,
impressive.
Mostly, they're not very dangerous. They're just a good distraction.
Oh, I see. So if we get attacked, we just...
That was fun.
Well, anyway, they're here. So if we need them, we can talk to them. Or I'll talk to them if you're nervous. Usidor, don't be nervous.
Oh, I'm
no,
not
you're excited.
Nervous. I'm very excited. And I'm happy to teach anyone who wants to learn to use a blade to carry the sword at their side and help us strike down every orc that we come across. Aye, for there shall be orcs and goblins and demons and hobgoblins and terrors you can't even imagine.
You keep going on about how evil orcs are.
I've
never seen a single orc.
What?
I've never seen a single orc.
Well, we're in Hogsface. It's peaceful here.
I see.
You never leave this tavern.
Usidor is very worldly.
No, I've been everywhere.
Usidor, after the quest, you should write a book.
I should write a book.
I mean, that's maybe not a bad idea. I feel like if you got some of these thoughts out in writing, you wouldn't just be constantly talking about them.
Well, I needn't write a book, for I already have a website that you can go and look at any time.
We don't have time for plugs.
Look,
we don't have time for plugs.
Thing is sponsored by Squarespace. Thank you.
Listen, if anybody wants to know how to use a Warhammer, I'll also teach you.
Ooh.
So you just bring it up in the air and then you...
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Just right on the table like
Did
that.
Did I hear someone talking about weapons and death?
Tanakin!
Oh, Tanakin the Penguin!
Tanakin.
Oh, I thought I saw some dancing and then I heard someone talking about a Warhammer. Hi, it's me, Tanakin. I got so excited I had to fly on over.
I'm always excited to see this adorable little flying pig.
She's a pinglet.
It's me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but she looks like a pig.
Mm-hmm. You still have all those tattoos.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I'm as sweet as ever. Not evil at all. I hate death and murder, except when necessary.
Oh, well, it is necessary, Pinglet. I warn thee, Tanakin. You must join us now, for we are about to set off on the greatest quest, and you could help us. And I'm afraid, in the course of this quest, you may have to take a life.
Oh dear. Well, put me on the front lines. I have a little bit of experience, but only in the to protect others.
She keeps tossing
in service of good.
She keeps tossing a butterfly knife between her two little hooves.
That's
there.
Very
so
nice.
Adorable.
Thanks. Watch your fingers, everyone.
Oh.
Usidor, that almost hurt you.
Oh no, nothing can hurt me. Watch this. Here, give me that knife.
Here you go.
Yes.
Why are you stabbing yourself?
To prove that it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Usidor, I think you're starting this quest off a little bit
that
too
is
hot.
Bad.
Give me a rock.
Hmm. A healing rock.
You need me to finish the job?
No, I'm all good now.
Oh, that was fast.
Yes, good one.
That knife reminds me of my dead butterfly son.
Oh, yeah, you had a son.
Mm. Oh, well,
no need to dwell on that.
We're going off this quest now. We must put these things behind us. There are, of course, things here that we all care about that we must leave behind. Pimbley, surely there's someone you care about that you're leaving behind.
Oh, yes, my whole family. But they know I'm dying, so they...
So they're like, please go.
Yeah. They just don't want to watch it happen.
Is that normal in imp culture?
Yeah, how do the imps treat the dying?
Yeah, death is just another stage of life, except we don't believe in afterlife, so we just believe everything stops existing, and then you're just meat after that. And that's why our families eat us after we die. Consume our whole bodies, but they leave our buttholes to put on a little tombstone out in the woods.
That's just very kind. Pimbley?
Yeah?
What is your family going to do with your mail?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't set up any forwarding on my mail yet. I didn't think about that.
Has everyone set up forwarding for their mail?
We should have all forwarded on our mail.
I have, yes, of course.
No,
I don't know where to get it forwarded to.
You didn't set up forwarding for your mail?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what's going to happen to all the packages that get sent to the portal? Where are you guys forwarding the mail? Like, I just... Like, where are we even going? Like, what direction are we heading in?
Well, you should set it on a path northwest to the closest inn.
Uh-huh. In care of the Dark Lord.
Well, wherever he goes, I always forward it back to the Uncharted Territory.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm originally from. If no one retrieves it within 24 hours, it turns to crumbs. So,
So that's got to be fast.
You have to retrieve it quickly. And truly, if you don't want your package after 24 hours... then maybe it wasn't that important to begin with.
That's true.
I'm going to want my package.
Mm-hmm.
I will speak a prayer to the birds. Birds, hear me now. This is Usador. As thou hast brought me into this world to commit this great deed of defeating the Dark Lord, birds, I ask this boon of thee. Bring all the mail for me, Chunt, Arnold, Pimbley, Gurm, and Tanakin, to wherever we may be camping in our great quest. Hear me, birds. Hear me now and join us in our quest as we
I've been thinking of some slogans for our quest, like some sort of something we can stitch on our banners or something.
Sure.
I have Simply the Quest, I feel like is a good one.
Uh-huh.
You're the Quest Around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Or we could just talk about how enthusiastic we are. We could just have a big banner that says Quest Love.
Getting quester with age.
We could have one that says... Any questions?
Oh, yeah.
I don't care for puns.
Oh, I'd prefer Quest Hate.
Quest Hate?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it will be hard. So I'm sure there'll be times when we're...
I can't think of anything that rhymes with quest. What is wrong with me?
Oh,
best.
No. Pimbley. Pimbley.
Pimbley, you're
I'm
starting to
my
go.
Mind. I'm starting to go.
No, Pimbley, you have to at least make it for the first week of the journey.
Oh, yeah. Can I have some of that?
Excuse me, Quest.
Pimbley, come here. Maybe just say Quest World?
Quest World.
If you need me to...
Don't whisper it. I was trying to give you one. I was trying to...
I think I...
I have returned from the wizard's state, and we should all get hats that say FQI, Federal Quest Investigator.
Can I, please, would you mind if I put a little of my own flair on them?
Well, please, of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we just pause one moment, because I think I need to mercy kill Pimbley. He's not doing well, and I seriously think this is a little bit of extra baggage for the
quest.
You
are salivating at
so
the mouth.
I am ready to
kill something.
I'm doing this
I
for
didn't even
in
get
the
to use my fluff
interest
stuff.
of our quest. Mm-hmm.
Before you kill Pimbley, can Gurm at least shove something up his butt? She seems to really want to do that.
I brought at least 7 extra fluff stuffers, and, you know, they aren't just for imps. I did, you know, program them mostly for imps, but if... A human or a chunt would like to use a fluff stuffer.
Well, I'm a shapeshifter. Chunt's my name. It's not
a species. I know, but I'm being specific towards you.
Oh, thank you. At least you didn't call me a badger. Thank you.
Of course. And Usador.
Yeah, give one to me right now.
Of course I have one for you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Aw.
My butthole's too small.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Here's another.
I need more than one at once.
I think we've got our next T-shirt.
Pimbley?
Yes?
I'm invested in this.
Okay.
Now.
Also, I think I figured out what Pimbley's purpose on this quest is.
What?
Every quest needs a member of their fellowship to dramatically die along the way.
But that's you.
Wait, what's that?
You're going to be the person who dies. whether it be the Dark Lord killing you or some orc or us killing you for sacrifice.
I mean, from a narrative point of view, it just makes sense.
Or just like walking along the path with my hands in my pockets and I trip over a rock and I like fall and I can't balance myself and like my my head hits a rock on the ground.
I don't know. I feel like me being mercy killed is probably the best route, you know?
No,
perhaps. Tanakin, is there...
Guys, we're fucked. We're not good. We're so fucked.
Tanakin, are there any other mercy kills you think we should make before we set off on the quest?
Well, Arnie for sure, because he just said he will probably die on the quest anyway.
That makes sense.
And I feel like maybe Chunt, Usador, and Gurm, you have about a week of good questing.
Oh, I won't die. Usador will protect me.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I am nigh indestructible, so I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's refresh our drinks. And let's decide who needs to be mercy killed before we leave on the quest. And when we come back, we'll gather up our supplies and we'll start off on this new phase of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yes, I have tasks for us all. Let us begin our quest.
I'm still hung up on the mail forwarding thing.
You know what? I have to confess, I was kind of resistant to this quest for a long time, but I'm starting to get excited. We're going to get out of Hog's Face and really do something.
Yes, this quest will have repercussions for centuries. Aye, the very course of the history of Hog's Face is being writ as we speak. Aye, for we are about to set sail upon the very ocean of history, and the path that we carve in that water shall for'er touch every man, woman, and child born into Foon.
You can't carve water.
No, well, it's a metaphor, I suppose.
I'm excited as well, and I've been putting all my affairs in order.
Yeah.
So what I've decided is, I don't know if I told you this, Gorgeous showed up the other day at the tavern on a little horse, strapped to a little horse.
Gorgeous, the screaming potato?
No, Gorgeous, the yawning apple, you dumb fuck. Yes, Gorgeous, the screaming potato.
Do you know both of them?
Yeah. You know Gorgeous the Yawning Apple?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gorgeous the Yawning Apple.
Here, let me put her on the table. And.
Wait,
my
you're
God.
Eating Gorgeous?
Well, there's a ton of them. There's a tree that grows yawning apples. They're all called Gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nothing precious.
I know. I do the same thing every time.
Yeah, anytime. I think if you don't yawn when an apple yawns, you're a sociopath.
Oh, well.
But Gorgeous the Potato showed up, and holy crap, did she have an amazing adventure. I think she, like, killed a dragon. She, like, got married. It's really intense, but I won't get into it because that's boring. But I'm having Talbot stay behind and watch Gorgeous the Potato and the Farting Peach. So,
oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah, I drafted up some papers where he's going to kind of adopt them both and look after them,
mm-hmm.
and I think that'll be a good thing. Also, I don't know if it's okay if we have time for it. Talbot wanted to give kind of he wrote, like, a rousing battle speech for us.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear
okay?
that.
Oh, yes. He wants to just kind of pump us up.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Talbot.
That's very nice.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Talbot.
No, you are. No, you are. No, you are. Okay, I am.
Talbot.
Go ahead and get up here, buddy.
Talbot, Chunt tells us that you have an inspirational speech you'd like to give.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. It's true.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't really understand any of that. What? Funny. That was... I'm crying. That was beautiful, buddy. Thank you.
Well done, Talbot. We thank thee for thy willingness to stay behind and take care of things while we're gone. Did anyone else make any preparations for leaving the tavern and leaving Hog's Face?
We still need to figure out who's going to run the tavern while we're gone.
Oh, that's very true.
Talbot, is this a lot to ask? I know you're already going to be taking care of a potato and a peach. Talbot, do you want to run the Vermilion Minotaur while we're gone?
And I suppose the potato and the peach can come to the tavern with you whenever they want. Can we just make that a rule?
He said he'd do it.
That's great.
Awesome.
Great. Wonderful.
That's so great.
Yeah, if you want to trust a little whiny baby badger.
Oh, Tanakin, did you want to do it?
I'm coming with you on the quest.
Oh, that's
well,
awesome.
No, but the way you said that, I thought maybe you wanted to stay behind and watch the tavern.
I think I'm flattered that you would ask, and I think I would do a fantastic bang-up job.
Of course you would.
But I really feel like I'd be better off if I were on the quest with you guys to, you know, defeat the Dark Lord and, you know, mercy kill anyone along the way who maybe needs it, help Maybe why watch you, the weapons.
Why did you do air quotes when you said defeat the Dark Lord?
What did I?
She was just being cute with her little hooves.
My hooves? You can't see.
It was adorable. I don't even know how you made your hooves do that.
Whoa, what was that? What was that? Do you see that?
What's that?
She just dumped a bottle with a skull and crossbones into my drink. What is that?
Oh, that's a... What did I... Oh, that is vitamins.
Ooh, yum, 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 yum. Mm,
vitamins. Everybody should have a pouch of vitamins before we take off on the quest.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Is every killing a mercy killing for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been unfortunate enough to have to do many mercy killings in my life. And, yeah, they're all sad and tragic and all for the greater good.
That's very merciful of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on over here. Well, stick this butterfly knife up your petal.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I'm going to stick it up there, and I'm going to twist it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'd like to see you try.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do it.
Usador, what was that website?
This is the most upset I've ever been. Well, this is even worse than last night when I had to leave my good lady love, Jinlevia, behind.
Oh, Usador.
Oh, yay. We did meet on the astral plane, and I did tell her that today I would be leaving on the quest at long last. And she decided that she shall not join us on this quest, for her destiny lies along a different path, but I joined with her in the most physical and
just
dirty
sex.
Ways
just
that
sex.
You say. It was very sexy. It was very sexy. Hot. Oh, wow. Stuff. Hot.
Well, I'd love to have her on the quest, but you got to admit that she's a lot more high profile and famous than any of us. And you just can't expect for her to be around that often.
That seems reasonable to me.
But you know what? I feel like, weren't we supposed to have more people on this quest? Like, I feel like we're always forgetting.
Was the sheriff going to join us?
Yes, but only if we defeated all of the crime in Foon, and I haven't quite finished that job yet.
Oh, he's taking on his,
This is my vigilante voice.
Not my favorite.
But that's probably because you're a criminal. Only criminals hate and fear me.
I made a new game for the journey, for the road to the battle.
Uh-huh. Is it too late to not go?
What's the game?
Well, I'm sorry, it was met with an uh-huh from Arnie. The game, you know, I created the game Cat or Doctor, which is very popular in Foon. So along the same lines, I developed a card game where you receive a card, and it's either on the card, it's pictured either a dad or a mage. And you have to discern which of the two it is. I call it Mage or Dad.
Mage or Dad.
Here, we'll play real quick. So here's one of the cards.
Oh, okay. Yes,
here's
okay.
A card. Here's a card.
Emily, get
here's
one.
A card. And these cards were made by my good buddies Orson and Scott.
Mm.
Who I found out is pretty racist.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of those guys.
Those guys are pretty racist. Here we go. Hey, go ahead and take a look at your card.
This reminds me, Metamore loves games.
Oh, that fuck.
Oh, where's Metamore?
He's
Metamore.
Supposed to be going on the quest.
We always forget that Metamore said he would join the quest.
Yes.
He really needs some adventure in his life.
Well, we'll have to do without him. Maybe he can run the tavern.
But if people want more Metamore, they can always subscribe to Hal FM by going to...
There's no time for plugs.
Hal.fm/magic.com.
Do you have a mage or a dad? Pimbley.
Ooh, I have a mage.
Let's see here. All right, that's correct. Arnie, what do you have?
I've got a mage, but he's really doughy around the middle, so I think it's a dad.
It's actually a mage with a dad bod.
Oh, dad bod.
Usador, what do you got?
Well, he has a beard, and he's mowing the lawn. But he's wearing a pointy hat.
Mm-hmm. That's a dad with a mage bod.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Tanakin?
Oh, dad for sure. Check it out. This guy has a fanny pack.
Definitely a dad.
Oh, yeah. And Gurm, you can't play.
Oh, she went to get a drink anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just excited to actually get out there and be a little proactive and do something.
Well, yes, but Trun makes a good point. There'll be a lot of downtime during travel or around the campfire, and we'll have to find ways to entertain each other with games and songs and that sort of thing.
Stories.
So,
Whoa, hey!
Sorry, I popped in here. I was just starting to feel like I was part of the gang, when really I'm just supposed to be listening. I'm just supposed to be gathering information. That's what they say. If you don't know whether you want to be with somebody or not, just gather information.
Now, Squibbert.
Squibbert the frog.
You're That's not supposed me. To be here.
Well, I can be wherever. Now, you said before that I may be, bad working for the Dark Lord, but really, am I that much of a buzzkill? Does everybody want me to go?
I do really like her.
You are delightful, but
Thank you so much.
You are definitely in the employ of the Dark Lord.
Well, but haven't you ever had a boss that you were like, oh, this guy sucks, but I'm just trying to support my dreams?
Yes.
Sure.
Hey, guys, everybody be quiet. You see how Squibbert's on that piece of wood that's on like a fulcrum or on a seesaw?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and take my warhammer and smack this into the hammer and send Squibbert flying into that black cauldron over there.
Oh, wow. That worked better than I thought it would.
She'll probably be back.
Well, it sounds like...
There she is. She's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Wow, what the hell was that? I mean, that was fun for a second, but then I get in that cauldron. Now I'm all covered in soot, and I need somebody to lick me off.
Now, you...
Come here.
Isn't that what we're all looking
for? I think you're right, Arnie. I think everybody just wants to go home and get licked off by somebody.
Pretty much. Well, Chun's out of commission for a while.
Now, I was very surprised at how quickly Squibbert got back from over being in the cauldron.
Oh, you were surprised by a little bit of magic. You with your big old beard and everything, you waving around magical everything. You were surprised that there was magic inside this tavern.
I assumed you were moving by regular frog locomotion! Which is why I was not concerned that you might gather information and take it to the Dark Lord. But now I am concerned, for we're about to set off on the quest. And if you can move magically, then what chance do we have?
Look, I know that Squibbert is a spy for the Dark Lord.
We all dipped our feet in the magical pond, and we go so fast now. It's crazy. The other day I smelled popcorn and I got there, and the kernel hadn't even popped yet. I was like, oh, dang, I'm going so much faster than I used to.
Well, I've done that before.
That's one of the downsides of having magical powers is the precognition of food.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I might have magical powers.
Sometimes you're like, oh, beef Wellington, this smells wonderful. Someone's been making this. And then you walk over to where it is, and it's just a cow.
Oh.
It's just a living cow.
That doesn't sound like magical powers as much as it sounds like you're just, like, confused.
That is also possible.
Well, regardless, even if you can move faster than usual.
Can I say everybody looks so good? Like, I haven't seen y'all in a while, but everybody looks so... You especially.
Oh, I've lost a lot of weight since I've been pooping, actually.
Oh, God bless you.
You're in that looking better dying phase, right? Like, right about to teeter into looking worse.
And you with those little polished hoofs look so cute.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate that.
Squibbert, have you met Tanikin before? She didn't used to have all those tattoos.
It's one of those, like, I've seen you, and do we introduce ourselves kind of a thing?
Hello, yeah.
Officially, I'm Squibbert.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you officially, if that makes everybody happy.
Oh, no, yeah, it does. You know, Squibbert, I wish you could be more like Tanikin. Adorable, but not evil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm not evil at all. Not evil at all.
Oh,
Jesus.
It's so cute.
Okay.
She makes that noise when she flies.
Okay. I'm just gathering information. That's all I'm doing. Just gathering it up.
Keep an eye on Squibbert just to make everybody feel more at ease. Ooh. I'll make sure she's not doing anything too evil. And I'll just take it, you know, I'll take the reins from here and make sure, you know, whatever she's gathering doesn't get used for evil purposes.
I'll be honest.
It's a great idea.
I'm having a girl's day out, so I can't be held accountable for anything I'm doing. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm flying solo for a minion here.
Yes, I did notice. It's true.
Usually you're with a baron, but not tonight.
No, tonight I'm like unbaron. I'm on the town.
In fact, I say we give Tanikin and Squibbert a moment alone, and I shall buy a round of drinks for the rest of the fellowship. I come to the bar, and Usador shall set you up with a drink. Giving you a chunt.
Praise the Dark Lord.
I know, so what am I supposed to just pretend along that you're just like... Because I've seen you get crazy at some of those Dark Lord parties, and as soon as I saw you, I was about to be like, what are you doing with these lame asses?
I know how to bust a move, it's true.
Tell you what, how to bust several moves. I was watching you, I was like, should I go over there? I honestly, like, that was the night I almost did introduce myself to you, to be like, just put me on your shoulder and let me dance.
I know I'm very intimidating, but seriously, come up to me anytime. I'm happy to share a lot of alcohol with you.
It's so nice. Mm-hmm. And anytime you want to lick, I mean, you know, you're on duty right now, but like, if you want to lick, if you just want to let loose, like,
cool.
Look at that badger over there.
Oh, praise him. Praise that Dark Lord.
I'll tell you what. Blue sometimes.
42. Blue 42.
Well, they don't know that.
I'll keep it cool. Because, again, the whole thing is everybody's always trying to blame me for everything. I'm just gathering information. It's like when he puts me on that pad, I will play back everything that I've seen and heard, and he will sit and he will listen to talk to me for, like, 3-4 days. But right now, it's almost like I'm on vacation. I don't even have to think about it.
That's nice.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Well, my whole goal here is to kill everybody and support the Dark Lord's rise to power.
To each their own, I guess. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. Thank everybody's like, hey, I hope everybody gets every goal that they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
what I hope.
That is how I defeated the dragon of the Metzimfine Cave.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful quest, yeah. But not nearly as wonderful as the one we're about to embark upon.
I'm sorry, are y'all the guys from Getting Nuts?
Yes.
Oh my God, that is my favorite podcast.
This
how
is
Chunt. People...
He can't do it right now.
No, and I wouldn't want to make you do that. I'm not the type that's like, oh, you do, you know, this, perform for me. But no. I just want to let you know, like, as a fan, such a good podcast really makes my work days go by
fast. Thank you so much.
When I should be gathering information and I'm just listening to podcasts. Oh,
we actually just recorded our 1,000th episode.
Congratulations.
It's about to come out, yes.
I am 300 behind.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry. I just lost... Whew, what a ride. You're a fan of Get Nuts?
Oh, big fan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I never, comment or anything, but I'm
a
fan.
We have some t-shirts. Do you want to buy a t-shirt?
Oh, I don't have any money.
Oh, okay.
But listen, when the Baron gets here, mm-hmm. he will buy several.
Oh, wow.
I guarantee
amazing.
You that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Do you
he
want me to
spend it on
sign
anything?
Something for
wait, 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 wait. I have a very important question. I just realized. Do you think you can jump into Getting Nuts, in a later episode, or do you think you have to really go back to, episode one of Getting Nuts?
Oh, you've got to go to episode one.
See, now, I think you can jump in any time, but I think it's also, who's listening and what's their state of mind, you know?
Because sure.
I'm real loosey-goosey about that stuff. I'll listen to anybody's conversation and just kind of figure it out as I go.
Sure.
I'm a completionist.
You watch it? Oh, you're a fan, too?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. How humbling to meet another fan.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you.
Interesting that you only said anything after I said something, though.
Hmm?
It's interesting that you only brought it up after I said something.
Well, I try not to act like a fan, okay? And Sweater Quest.
Oh, he came up with
one.
Oh, Sweater
yay!
Quest. He thought of a word that rhymes with quest.
Boy, that was a sick burn
sweater
from a
quest.
Sick man.
You guys, that is it. It's going to be called Sweater Quest.
Sweater Quest.
Well, excuse me, fellas. I have to go shit.
Oh, Pimbley.
Oh.
Well,
how uncouth.
Well, I'm just going to chew on these rooster's feet for a while.
So, Squibber, I guess to answer your question, you could start at the beginning. There's very much an arc to Getting Nuts. I feel like we're very active. We go to a lot of nut conventions. We try to be very approachable. If you want a painting of us afterwards, we're happy to pose for a painting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I feel like it is the kind of thing that is a wider audience than maybe you're expecting. You know, there are people who drop in, enjoy it, maybe are gone for a couple years, then come back, and they still like it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys talking Getting Nuts?
No! No, the Baron!
I have signed you up to buy 3-4 t-shirts from these gentlemen. Could you get that satchel of gold out of your belt loop?
Yeah. Okay, well, one, yes, but two, please stop.
This is the last time, I swear.
All right, well, you never wear that hat.
Well, because when I put it on, it was a bit different than when I tried it on.
Baron, we did not expect to see you here today.
Yeah, I thought you were in Shrike.
And you're a fan of Getting Nuts?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
I'm so honored. That's so amazing.
I mean, what? I'm a fan. He would not have figured it out. He would not have discovered
that
it.
I'm not a regular listener, but I did say, oh, I know those guys, and Squibber did not believe me.
Oh.
How are people hearing this podcast? I don't think you guys even know how to turn the laptop on.
Well, I can only hear it when I lick Squibber.
Oh.
I sort of pick up the vibes from certain areas of the swamp when I put my feet in, and then I can carry around 3-4 episodes at a time.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to understand the Get Nuts listenership.
I love to get nuts, but I don't know what a podcast is.
I see that you're all sitting around the table as per usual.
Yes, oh, all right, fine. For new listeners who have just joined us on episode 100.
About 40 minutes in.
Yes.
Are you going to start doing this now?
Well, look.
Are you going to introduce the show twice now? Catch people up twice?
Look, I'm just saying about a year.
Because I am on board.
This.
Look, the Baron is, you know, you're Baron.
Should I introduce
myself?
Yeah,
how would you describe exactly the ways in which you're evil?
Well, I am Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon, 33rd Steward of Shrike Valley, humble servant of the Dark Lord, and real go-getter, I would say.
I call him Goonie.
That's a friend thing.
It's like a fun friend thing when we're walking around. I have a little song. I'm like, Goonies, losing his loonies and toonies. That's like a fun name for money I just thought of myself.
You're always spending my loonies and toonies.
That's exactly right. You look great in that shirt, by the way. You're welcome.
Yeah, all right. It's a good-looking shirt.
Well, anyway, the Baron, you are very polite, but very evil. And you're just gaga for the Dark Lord.
Thank you. It's nice to know that my politeness has been noted and appreciated.
Hmm.
Now, Usador's cockles are up. and I am very upset and very perturbed.
Well, Isidore, lower your robe.
Oh, no, my cockles are up, and I will not back off of that. You should not be here on this day. Clearly, this is some sort of bad omen, for you, Baron, are naught but a puppet of that Dark Lord who we seek to destroy and avenge all his evil doings.
Well, I mean, technically, that is all correct. I am like a marionette before his fell hand. But I'm here just to say hello to you all. I mean, I was in town to pick up my mail.
You had your mail forwarded here?
Yes, I've gone ahead and had my mail forwarded to Hogsface.
Why would you have it mail forwarded to Hogsface? You just send it to Shrike.
Very inconvenient. Well, I mean, how often are you ever going to even be in Hogsface?
Right.
I mean, I think I might find myself in Hogsface more often.
Why would you be in Hogsface more often?
Well,
Arnie, would it be rude if, real quick, just super quick, if Baron Rangoon, Yusor, and I recorded a quick episode of Get Nuts?
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, be on.
Here we go, real quick. This is Baron Rangoon.
This is Chunt.
That's Yusor.
And we're getting nuts.
I had a chestnut today.
I found a walnut.
I had 4 peanuts. Thank you.
Thanks, Arnie.
See, I feel like you can jump in anywhere and just kind of understand what's going on.
Really? I feel like there really pays off.
There is a through line.
There's references and there's...
And you'll be like, oh, that's right. Yusor often has more than one nut. And that sort of pays off over time.
Guys, had someone done chestnut before? Like, that? I wasn't redoing somebody's...
No, I loved that. I thought it was great. Yes, that whole peanuts thing, it really pays off if you follow the whole arc of it. It's funny if you hear it, but it's just you're like... Peanuts, what's he talking about?
And
that's
honestly,
crazy.
After 1,001 episodes just now, there's so many nuts we haven't explored.
Do you worry that you just are doing the same nuts over and over again? You're
sometimes.
Like in a rut of being like, oh,
absolutely.
People want to hear me talking about peanuts, so I always talk about peanuts.
I feel like early on it's that, like you feel like you're obligated to, you know, talk about a certain nut or, you know, say nuts a certain way. But then, you know, you kind of take ownership of it and it just becomes its own thing.
Certainly, I have felt the pressure to say something at certain times when fans of Getting Nuts want to see it. But Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiengyalik, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hugstangis, and known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maesar, he never bows to the pressure of doing what is a pandering move.
Usador, your cockles keep getting bigger.
Sorry, they're up.
Back those cockles up.
Oh, what an adorable pinglet.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes, I am a foe to you. I am very good and not evil at all. So let's never talk in private.
And such a regular dancer. Not anything special about the way that she dances that is exciting to any sort of person or frog.
Do not worry, pinglet. I am not afraid of anyone sitting at this table.
Okay. You're not afraid?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know some stuff.
I bite, too. When he makes me mad, I bite his ear. He gets so mad.
But as far as I know, you have never moved from this table.
Well, as far as you know...
Yeah, I'll have you know that I'm going to get up from this table right after I answer some emails. If you want to email the podcast, you can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Hopefully, I'll still be able to receive them from the road, which I assume I will be able to. Here's one. Hello, my name is Ahmad Kabazay. I come from the kingdom of Earth called Jordan in the Middle East. Middle of the East, question mark? That was in the email, not me wondering what Mideast
is. Almonds. We haven't talked about almonds yet. Sorry, I just remember that. Keep going.
I've been introduced this podcast by my friends, and we listen every week at the cafe. It's like a tavern, but with no booze. Our question goes to Usador. On episode 93, you said that you were born fully nude and erect and recited your full name. So our question is, how did you already have all your names the moment you were born? Like, did the elves and dwarves just know who you were and became champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas? Thank you so much for reading this post. We love this podcast.
That's just quite simple. Some of my names are prophecies.
Oh, that's a pretty straightforward answer. All right, how about one more email and then we'll take off on our quest to find Otak Barleyfoot, not in any way to do anything involving the Dark Lord.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you're going.
You should be afraid of me.
Hello, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and guest. Sorry, emailer. There are guests, plural. Are there any jingles of local Hogsface businesses that get stuck in your head? it might be comforting to sing them during the inevitable tragic moments of your upcoming quest. Cheers, Corey from Brooklyn.
I mean, I know one.
Oh, sure. I'd love to hear a jingle.
If you ever find yourself in a rut, well, just reach out your hand and get nuts.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was our theme song early
Episode
on.
Episode 593.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely.
So you had a different theme song early on?
Yeah. We like to keep it fresh. We change things up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how tedious it would get to just have the same kind of thing overnight.
Yeah, sure. It's terrible.
We know you're not looking for your bartender friend, Otak.
What do you mean?
The quest. You're planning to launch your quest against the Dark Lord.
Please. Sweater quest.
Oh, sweater vest.
Whether you do it off the cuff or you're a planner, go get your leather goods from Jake the Tanner. Mm. That's one I remember.
No.
That's an old one.
Wait, guys. The Baron has just told us that he knows that we're leaving on our quest.
What?
Well, oh, no.
And now that I sort of think back over the last however many minutes, I feel like people have been dropping not-so-subtle hints that there's kind of more going on than just a casual drop-in.
That doesn't make sense, because the whole time, Tanakin has been nice enough to verbally clarify that she's not evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I feel like more people should do that.
Squibbert.
Oh, I'm just gathering information.
Shanglebirth.
Oh, I'm here to threaten you ominously. We found your spy.
We found
what?
Your spy. Your Hank the Guard.
Hank?
No.
Yes, who you sent to spy on me and the Dark Lord at the Ragoon Palace.
Wait, which Hank?
Oh, Palace.
The newest Hank.
Oh.
He was posing as a bastard son of mine. Oh, I put him on a guard, and he rose in the ranks rather quickly.
I'd call it a manner at best.
Gareth Caron Teleth Toon. I have cast a spell of true sight, and everything he speaks is true.
He doesn't tend to lie, he's just evil. But what about Hank?
Describe in detail how he died.
Well, we found him out. He had murdered my wife.
Oh. Mm.
He said it was for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Which I'm going to go ahead and say, when I murder someone, I don't make silly excuses. I own up to it.
Sure.
That's fair.
You're a straight shooter. I'll give you that.
You know, ever since she died, it's been so nice that you stopped saying it like, my wife. That was starting to drive me nuts.
You were getting nuts?
I was getting nuts at you saying it like that. And
Arnie,
again, my condolences for the 90th time.
No, I'm so sorry. There's a lot going on. There's just a big reveal. Would you mind if we real quick with Squibbert did episode 1002 of Get Nuts? I'm so sorry.
I guess
just super quick.
I don't mind.
This is Chunt.
This is Squibbert.
And what am I supposed to say? Okay, and this is Isidore.
Yes. And we're getting nuts.
Oh my god, I got so nervous. I didn't think I had it in me to get that nervous.
Mmm, okay. Look what I got, a pistachio.
And I got nuts in my brain.
Three peanuts?
That's our episode.
Thank you.
I have a question about getting nuts. Do you release
every
episode?
I feel like that was our best episode.
Oh, well.
Really? Because I felt like it was botchamania on my
part. I feel like that set the bench.
I think there's some air to take out of it, but it's good.
Thank you so much.
You know what? Maybe it's possible sometimes you get nervous about being excited to be on a podcast like Getting Nuts, and you're like, I wish I could have done better. And then later on, you're like, yeah, that went better than I thought. Comedy Bang Bang.
What?
Or it's like,
Arnie, Getting Nuts is totally scripted. I don't know how you could.
I say unto thee, Baron, I shall strike thee down where you stand. You have hurt our friend, the spy, and I shall.
Don't you wish to find out what happened to him?
Yes. What happened to Hank?
I tell me now. With my sword at your throat.
And give us the NC-17 version.
Tanakin.
We did question him for a while.
We kind of got caught up talking about, I started talking about, getting nuts for a while. We started talking about different clothes we had worn. And then Baron was like, okay, let's get to the real. And I was like, okay. I was having fun, to be honest.
Oh, well, my God. Our spy, Hank, listens to Getting Nuts, too?
He did.
Oh, that is so.
Oh, yes.
That is really cool.
The end of the story is, he dead.
Oh, he dead.
No.
A sentence so sad it needs not a verb.
Oh, but I wanted to know how his organs failed.
You'd have to ask my top torturers, D'Angelo Capricious and Grimblewald Schwimberschwitz.
Who?
What's this?
Are you sure those are your top torturers?
Yes.
Wait, were your top torturers?
No, they put down Hank.
Oh.
If those are your top torturers, show me D'Angelo Capricious! He's not in the tavern.
Now, Baron, this is interesting.
Was anyone else in the room besides your top torturers?
Look, I think you're missing the important part. Well, I mean, I was there at the beginning. I got the information that you were planning on your quest, and then I immediately...
If you don't want to say what happened, I'll say what happened, because you left me in the room to gather all the information.
Go on.
Okay, Hank's standing on an ice block. That's just regular, you know, protocol.
Yeah.
And then these torturers come up, and they're like, oh, hee-hee-ha-ha, we're going to tickle you to death. And it's like, at first it's like, are you really going to do this? And
that's
it's like...
weird.
Yeah, they start like that, and then they go, oh, where's your little belly button? Oh, I think it's over here. And they always go for the butthole first, and it's like, that's not the belly button. They're all like, you know, that whole thing and everything. And then they just...
Wait, they zerbered his butthole?
They zerbered his butthole. They do a bunch of nipple bits. They, like, do that thing where they lick and flick so they get hard. And then they're like, oh, somebody's nipping out, you know? And it's, like, real humiliating for Hank, to be honest. I'm sitting over there like, I'm just doing my job. This is not one of my good days. And then when they do find the belly button, they rip it open and pull every single one of those strings that you call organs outside and just, like...
This episode has got a weird reason for a lot of different people to masturbate.
Quick, under the table, huddle. I'm very confused because I think Grumblewald, Swimmerswitz, and Hank and D'Angelo Capricious are all they're all Tom Blaine.
It's all Tom Blaine Bella. So how could he be dead if he killed himself?
He must have tricked them somehow.
He must have just
saved himself.
Acted the fuck out of them.
Oh, he's such a good actor.
He's such a good actor.
Amazing role.
Back up under the table. We were not under the table.
Yeah, so I said when I saw all those torturers all working together, it was almost like a blur of motion. At some point, I was like, whose hands are these? Whose organs are these? Who's doing what? But then when it was all over, I just closed my eyes, processed the information, and then I'm ready to spit it back out whenever the Dark Lord wants it.
If you have a recording of that, I would love to see
it. I am the recorded. Oh, like, it's just vocal.
Uh-huh.
And that's, like, the fun thing about, like, a podcast is you can imagine what it looks like.
Well, if anyone ever draws it and projects it into a... you know, an image for someone to replay. I would love to see it for educational purposes.
You know what? So would I. I'm going to put my name on that bucket.
Well, Baron, you may be here to stop us. We have a quest to leave on. But also, I think there's an upper limit to how long people want this podcast to be. So good day, sir.
Oh, I would not.
He said good day.
I did not say good day. And I am not done. And I strongly recommend against getting up from this table. Unless, of course, you want to deal with my friends over at that table.
Who's over at that table?
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
It's all the badgers.
Oh, fuck.
No. They are burned and pissed.
Oh, no.
You know, it's funny. When a king fails a people, I'm talking to you now, King of the Badger. The people change their minds about whether or not they want that king.
Well, that's absurd. I'm the king. They should honor... their king. That makes no sense.
Well, if you think you can talk reason with them, you're welcome to, but then what would you do about that table?
Who's at that table? Fuck, it's Daphne, the unwed mother.
Who's this?
Remember Daphne? Didn't you slight her at some point?
Oh, that's right!
How fucking dare you? I am an unwed mother!
Daphne.
That's the unwed mother you tried to set me up with.
That's what
and
it was,
I rejected
yeah.
her.
Mm-hmm.
I have standards now.
And she seemed upset about it.
Very upset.
Wow, that is a deep cut.
Not as deep as... Well, actually, yeah, no, that's probably the deepest cut we're going to have here.
You know what they say, the deepest cuts are the deepest.
Yeah, the deep cut is the firstest.
But, I fear not any of you. Usador shall fight his way out of this tavern if that's what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
I shall cut each of thee down.
But
and
Usador.
Strike thee down with my power.
We can fight a bunch of fucked up badgers and an unwed mother, which I've got to say, I don't welcome the idea of fighting her, but we can fight our way out of this tavern.
Yeah, to coin a phrase, it's hammer o'clock.
Oh, the Warhammer.
Yeah, and here's my cannon.
Whoa, what else you got?
Yeah,
there?
We got Tanakin on our side, and Pimbley, and a makeup artist.
Well, Usador, are you willing to bring the fight to the birds themselves?
But Usador loves birds.
And the birds love me.
Not all birds.
What? Oh, fuck.
Hashtag.
No, I made peace with them. I reached out. I sent out an olive branch.
What's that noise at the window?
I mean, perhaps you made some gestures towards the starlings, but that's before they heard a recording of you claiming to wipe them out completely. Thanks for that, Squibbert.
Look, guys, I know we're not the best fighters in the world, but we can fight a bunch of badgers and some unwed mothers and a bunch of birds.
Totally, everyone. Let's do it. Let's rise up.
Yeah, rise up.
Rise up.
Rise up. Is that a thing?
What?
Yes.
We're just giving a battle chance.
Oh, okay.
Is that a thing?
Rise up!
Thank you, Pimbly.
It must be nice. It must be nice to have starlings on your side.
Oh, it's quite nice.
Damn it, I knew it was nice.
Baron, I have to ask you to leave the Vermilion Minotaur. Either leave now, or I'm going to have to kill you. Like, I'm going to have to kill these badgers and the birds and Daphne. I probably won't kill you.
I'm so busy raising my child alone!
What makes you think you can tell me who's allowed in this tavern?
Because I have the lunar sword.
Whoa.
And look, it is very tiny now. It waned to the point of practically being a cocktail sword. But it still works. It is still undefeatable if there's any light in the room.
And he's under the protection of a wizard!
Well, I'm under the protection of someone else as well. The Dark Lord, most obviously.
Yeah.
But also, the true proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur.
Blemish returns.
What's
that? Blemish.
And I've had my mail forwarded to the Vermilion Minotaur.
The Blemish, we kicked you out of here.
As a matter of fact, I never had my mail sent anywhere else. It's always been being sent to the Vermilion Minotaur.
Well, that makes sense, because you just recently left.
It was very recent.
Have you not
forward
been
it somewhere
gone.
Else and then get it forwarded?
If you
back.
Tried to forward it, it would be confusing. Like, it would get lost.
How am I the only one who didn't remember to forward my mail? I'm really pissed myself more than anyone else.
That imp smells like poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So sorry. Stand back. Prepare yourselves.
Oh, he's going to disrobe.
As I reveal Blemish's full naked form.
Oh, Blemish.
I knew it. His dick's a cat. I knew it. I called it. Pay up. His dick's a cat.
I can't
here.
Feel good to be right.
I had to squeeze Pimbly a couple times.
Oh.
Will you accept some
I think he looks
feces?
All right.
Sure, yep.
And now prepare to find what is truly in the basement as I slowly ope wide the hatch to the basement of the Vermilion Minotaur.
What is that? Some great and terrible light. Oh, yay. Oh, the magics were hidden from me before, but there's a magical portal right there in the basement.
It's so cold. Why did it get so
it's
cold?
It's very
outside?
Cold. Oh.
You really should have checked the basement.
What is this?
Holy shit, who's that guy?
No! Who is he?
It's the Dark Lord.
What a dirty tavern. How sad this place is.
No, this cannot be.
Oh, hello, Usador.
Oh, good to see you, Master. I mean, oh no.
Take a knee, you fools. Your doom is here.
Wait, the Dark Lord is here in Hogsface?
Yes, I'm in Hogsface now. And Hogsface is mine.
Nay, not well, Usador draws breath.
But look, he's just one creature. We can fight him and a bunch of badgers and a bunch of birds.
Yea, I shall defeat thee now. No quest is needed now that the Dark Lord stands before me.
You picked the wrong fuckers to mess with. It's Hammer O'Clock.
Garthentellan, Garthentellan.
Taste my buttholes.
Oh, it's not just me in the basement.
What?
The basement is full and filling.
That sounds really weird. Oh. Like, I'm scared, but also that sounds really weird.
I hear the growls even now.
What's in the basement?
Oh, God.
What's coming out of the basement?
What's in the basement? What's in the basement?
What's in the basement? Easy. Just 20,000 roaring orcs.
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 More food!
19,999 roaring orcs. 19,998 roaring orcs.
19,999 with pink eye.
Wait, how did one come back to life?
Oh, sorry, I accidentally brought one back to life.
Well, never drinking this far again.
Does anyone need a beard? If you put on your feather beards, no one will know who you are.
How much of a tip do I need?
No one wants a feather beard.
All right, Blemish's dick, it's you and me.
Meow.
Don't both meow.
What's up? How's it going? Nice to see you. Hello. Nice to see you. Hope everything's going well. How's it going? Good luck, everybody.
Oh, no! Gurn, stop beating them with that rock. You're just healing them.
Oh, my God. Several of them are fisting me.
Things are not going well for Pimbley. Take this, Badger. Take this. Oh, shit. Talbot, I'm so sorry.
Arnie?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I picked a terrible day to wear an orc costume.
Pizza Skull, to me.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's do this.
Kill, Pizza Skull. Kill.
Yeah, you guys like pizza? Yeah.
Slice some up.
Wait, Pizza Skull was here?
Not my ghost, you bitch!
Oh, Daphne! I'm so sorry!
Oh, are you sorry now? You sorry now? You look so good, and it's not fair that anyone would come to this planet looking as good as you, because I'm just me, you know? It's like I've lived my whole life as this. You know, and you get to be that, and I don't get to have any of it.
Well, thank you for that.
Do you hear
that.
Me? I don't get to have any of it. I go home to my kid.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome to all this if you want it.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm flattered.
Look at me in the eyes. I am dead serious, and I have two very symmetrical breasts despite the milk that has been suckled out of them by my child.
You kept up very well.
Do you like them?
I prefer
look,
not to say.
Look at them.
There's no, I'm. There's
look
no
at,
good answer.
Don't look
to
up,
me.
Look
Arnie,
down.
Arnie,
no good
Arnie,
answer to that.
The fight.
Oh shit.
Daphne. Hey, it's Chunt from Getting Nuts.
Oh, nice to see you.
Do you listen?
I don't listen to it because my child that I raised by myself has a nut allergy to every single nut. Oh no, more fighting!
Okay. Quickly, get down!
Oh, Usador! Oh, thank you so much. Usador, look behind you.
What? Where?
Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, good sir.
Ow! I keep using this tiny sword, and it feels silly, but it's working. It's very effective.
Come over here, you flibbity-dibbity little orcs. You're gonna die.
Get the pinglet. Yes, the adorable one.
You're attacking me. Oh, no. Oh, help. Oh, help. Arnie, help. Oh, no. No, help.
Tanakin.
Help.
They're attacking Tanakin.
Oh, you've got to help me. Help me, Arnie, please.
I can't get over to that side of the room.
Oh, no, but you have to. I need the lunar sword. Oh, help.
Okay. You're right. If there's one thing I learned from playing offices and bosses, is that I can throw a sword. Here you go, Tanakin. Tanakin, save yourself. Take the lunar sword.
Why is Tanakin playing the lunar sword like a guitar?
What is happening to Tanakin?
Oops. Here we go, babies.
Tanakin.
I'm out of here.
This is really depressing, but still adorable. Tanakin flew off with the lunar sword. Guys, I'm so sorry.
But she said she wasn't evil.
Orcs, serve your master now and take this tavern. Take this town. Take those podcasters.
They ripped my arms off.
Oh my god, you sir was right. Orcs are evil. Orcs are evil.
Use the blood. Someone get the blood. We're going to use it as rouge.
You fools, it's hopeless.
He's right. He's right. It's hopeless. We must regroup. We must escape. Hurry to Usador.
I'm here.
There is little chance we shall survive. The battle is lost today, but the war is not. I must not be captured, for if they are to have access to all my magical rocks and all my magical abilities, then certainly they would take over all of Foon.
I'm pretty sure we're already captured.
No. They can't capture me if I turn to stone.
What?
Usador.
Oh, great.
Damn it.
Fucking rock.
What kind of stone is that? It looks like metal. Oh, damn it.
Well, Chunt.
I killed at least 50 orcs, but they kept coming back to life. Or more of them kept coming. That makes more sense. More of them kept coming.
Oh. Chunt.
What?
I just want you to know, if we die here,
I'm not gonna die.
You're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
And it hurts my feelings when I say something and you're like, oh, apples.
I don't. I rarely do
But
that.
I know that
well,
you...
I feel like sometimes you talk over me. Like, sometimes I start talking and you talk over me. Or I'll say something and you're like, what is that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I love you, buddy.
I love you too, bud. And I wish that we would have 1,000 episodes to work out.
I wish so, too.
Issues.
And I feel like you're not genuinely happy for Get Nuts. Like, I feel like we hit 1,000 episodes and you see me.
I just don't even understand how people are hearing it. I know for a fact you guys don't know how to record it. You're just talking into the mic.
We've done 100 episodes. You don't think we know how to record? I love you, buddy. I would not want anyone else by my side fighting in battle to the death.
If I had to die next to anyone, I wish it were my wife and child.
That makes
sense. That's not an option.
Well, you should say that. You should say that more, actually, because I feel like sometimes
I don't talk about them enough on the podcast, and I feel like I really regret that.
No, I totally.
If I had to do the last 100 episodes over, I probably would have talked about my wife and child a little bit.
Yeah, no, of course.
But you're a close sir.
You're like a brother to me.
You are like a pet that is smarter than you.
Well, now I don't want to have said brother. I want to take that back.
I love you, buddy.
I quit being stoned. Ah! We have to get out of here. What are you doing?
Why did you turn to stone?
We were working through our problems.
Yes.
Save
my stone. Turn back to
stone. Buffoon.
I've got to. But you know what? You know these orcs are evil, but I appreciate that they saw there was a moment and they gave us a little bit of space.
Enough talking. Hog's face is mine. Take them. Take all of them. Come here, Bishop.
No, you can't take me. I won't go.
And take the computer.
No, not the computer. Not my computer. I need that. A year and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast that I thought was doing some good, that I thought would help, that I record every week here in this tavern, our tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon.
I'm not seeing anything on the screen.
Look at these readings, Craig.
I don't see any readings coming through. Was that supposed to happen? Did we know that was going to happen?
Hogsface is silent. The signal's just gone. Total Blair Witch.
Book of Shadows.
The first one.
Oh, no.
Check the tertiary feed.
Okay, checking. I'm getting nothing here. Maybe the resonance...
No, don't bother with the resonance stones. They're useless. Well, there's a helpful collection of words.
Hey, I know I don't normally listen in because I'm not allowed to, but this sounds like really bad. It is like, yikes. Am I right?
Thanks for that hot take, Anderson Cooper.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to combing the carpets.
Okay, we've got a full solar cycle ahead of us. We should not to worry, dwindling subscriber base. Remember, this is all just a hasty shadow play for your procrastinatory benefit. We're just pretending to panic about something that never existed in the first place. Look, I'm doing the credits, just like always. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Refai. Pimbly Nimblebottom, the Dying Imp, was played by Louis Saunders. Germ Crust, the makeup artist, was played by Mary Tilden. Evil Tannikin the Pinglet was played by Sarah Fineout. Squibbert the Frog was played by Sarah Shockey. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Blemish was played by a distracted Anne Hayes. No, wait, that was Martin Wilson. And there were other voices too. Craig, take the wheel.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Ekamp, Evan Chakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen.
Where's my binder labeled Oh No?
You're holding it. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox.
Did you borrow my Farmer's Almanac of Celestial Nightmares?
You told me to cancel the subscription. We have last year's... just not. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter.
Hey, do you spell Ragnarok with a sad face in the O?
I guess. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. Are we still doing this next week?
Yes. We're still doing this next week. I haven't figured out how to take a repeating event out of Google Calendar.
What if we can't get in touch with Hog's Face?
Well, surely we can recreate the sound of Matt Young doing Usador. Do we still have that modem from 1979 laying around? Ooh.
Twenty 20,000 roaring orcs before the Dark Lord stand, waiting for the horn of doom to sound across the land. When at last the horn doth blow, they'll follow his command, and o'er the magic land of Foon he'll cast his evil hand. 20,000 roaring orcs charge across the plain, bringing with them death, destruction, and a lot of pain. Who will stand against them? Who will stop their evil reign? A mighty host of heroes led by noble Prince Tom Blaine. Among the heroes you will find Usador the Blue, and his boon companions Chunt and Arnie, not a foon. Before the raging horde of orcs, these heroes shall not swoon. They shall battle till the last to prove their courage true. 20,000 silent orcs upon the ground lay still. The host of heroes proved their worth and broke the Dark Lord's will. Now the boon companions three have one task to fulfill. They march upon a dread castle, the Dark Lord they must kill.